forecast mostly sunny. Sports, the Blue Jays and
of those who survived.
Tired of the same old talk?
Yes, sir, we are. Welcome to the News Ladies. So women, let's talk, because we're listening.
Listening to the News Ladies with your host Heidi Fogelsong on the Double Wide Network.
We are not dramatic women. We're just high maintenance. No, we're just busy. We are the News Ladies live here on the Double Wide Network. I'm your host Heidi Fogelsong, and women, thank you for joining us for this new kind of radio ride. As women, we've all had drama, and the guys say that we make all the drama. I don't think so. However, I've got my friend Dawn Thompson here. She is a success coach. She works with a lot of families, young people, and also corporate America to help them connect with the different generations and what they need to do to learn how to communicate. So, Dawn, welcome to News Ladies.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Nice to see you. As a news lady, you really are one because you're a good writer, and you've written a great book called Drama Detox. And when I read this book, I thought, I've heard these nuggets before, but you put all of them in such a good framework. So first of all, welcome to the show, and tell us the whole essence of drama detox. Oh my God. Sorry, is I?
You're so funny. This is fantastic. Well, you know what? I honestly wrote Drama Detox for the purpose of my clients. It wasn't even meant to be a book. I wrote it because my clients would, you know, contact me back again and say, hey, could you write down what we discussed? And so then it turned into this formatting of like, fine, if I put it all on paper, and go to chapter 4, go to chapter 10, you know, and read it. But at the heart of it, it's really the culmination of all my coaching together in one book. And what we talk about there is that, you know what, most people create drama on their own. And they're like, I can't deal with the drama anymore. I'm just done. I've had it with all this drama. But they're creating it. They've made it all on their own. And they put all, like you were, okay, so you were referring to the stew. They make their own pot of stew, and they pour all this stuff in. They put the juicy ingredients in it. And then when all of a sudden it stops boiling, then they're like, wow, well, I need to talk to someone, or I haven't heard from, and they send a text or they make a phone call or a snide comment to someone, and thus erupts more of the drama in their life. They're stirring up that pot all on their own. And so when people come to me and say, I don't want the drama anymore, well, you have to detox your drama.
I have to say, I used to love dramas too, especially when I was in the newsroom. Oh, the gossip.
Right.
That person, they
Can
said
you believe
what?
It? Oh.
But it made me feel kind of alive. Then I got pooped out in the 90s, and I did start saying, I don't want any more of this drama, because I felt a little infected by it. Mm-hmm. It started feeling icky. Right. It wasn't exciting and fun anymore. So that really kind of begins this detox piece.
Right.
So describe that and how you help people get to that point when the drama really starts taking over and becoming destructive.
When the drama takes over, you have this almost overwhelming feeling, basically, of, there's so much going on in your life, and most people, I'm finding across the board, we don't want to take responsibility for our lives. Most people, when we have experiences in our lives and we don't like it, it's a reflection of ourselves. What we don't like, it's staring at us in the face, but we want to blame. So I tell people, go ahead and judge the person you don't like. Judge that person. Say, what don't you like about them? And then we turn it around and realize, oh, that's what I don't like about myself. And thus the healing can begin, and thus the detoxing of that own personal energy. So we have a hard time going within. Thus, you have to start basically detoxing the system, detoxing your thoughts. And we go in and detox your thoughts. And so we start creating one of the problems most people focus. I find that they're not happy, and it's because they're focused on everything outside of them. And if you can start living from the inside out, that's when you start having this big epiphany about who I am, what I want. And so we have to focus on, what do you want? What is the true reason you get up every day?
And what is and how do you focus inside and determine what you need, especially if you've been buried in all the outside drama?
Well, I call it the wow. And there's a three-step process that I have at the end of the book that talks about the I deserve it check. You don't have to deserve, because we get what we feel we deserve. And people tell me, well, I deserve more. Well, do you have it? No. Well, then you don't feel like you deserve it. Because if you really felt that you deserved it, you'd have it. So we have to check ourselves every day saying, what do I really feel like I deserve? Do I deserve grand you know, the ability to take care of my children, or do I deserve financial, or whatever it is they're looking for. They don't have it, and that's because they don't feel they deserve it. So we go in and we make this check. How do I know what I want to be, or why am I getting up every day? You have to pick your wow, and I call it your wow, which is WAW, your what and why. And when you pick that what and why, you have to figure out why are you here? What do you want and why? And the why is more important, because why you're doing something is a different conversation saying, all right, I get up every day because I'm going to be a compassionate person. Why? Because it will make people have a better life, a better day that day. Well, you can't then have a conversation with your child yelling at you and say, I'm going to be a compassion. That is my wow. That is my purpose. And then yell back at them. You have to respond with that yelling conversation with compassion. And it's a whole different angle. So now you're basically living that purpose of compassion. And that's just a word. You know, mine is to help people raise their self-worth. And so I can't teach self-worth if I don't have it myself, right? And so that's from the within. I have to be that within in order to teach that on the outside.
I feel like there is so much negative self-talk, and I see it with a lot of young people today, mm-hmm. the self-criticism, and women out there, and women I'm talking to, all of you of all ages. We are so hard on ourselves. I mean, so seriously, true. I used to be so self-critical.
Yep.
I've gotten better with mm-hmm. age and time and understanding, but I think the negative self-talk can just absolutely wipe out your talent and your contribution. How do you really break that intrinsic voice that I think women especially have?
It is. And that's a piece also in my book. We talk about the ticking clocks, these ticks in our head. And it's really the subconscious. And so I teach you how to access that subconscious, because we've got to go within and listen to that quiet, you know, the voice that's talking to you all the time. And like you said, that self-talk, I'm not good enough, I'm not smart enough. And you know, that voice, if most of us were friends with that person in real life, you would not be friends with them after they talk to you the way you talk to yourself. And it's sad, because we accept it, but we wouldn't accept it from other people. And so we, again, this goes back to what I just said, we don't do well at judging ourselves. We're very hard, we're very critical, and we don't want to go within and see the truth.
And we're women, so we're very critical of others, and we have high expectations. And I've heard men say, you know, women, you're really getting a bit demanding. You are high maintenance, and your expectations are too high. Quit trying so hard to be perfect. Do you hear that?
Yes. And I
from a lot of your clients?
People, you're perfect just the way you are. When you quit trying to express to the outside in, as I said, and try to prove to everyone else and all your friends, that's the drama, telling them how it's going to be and proving how perfect you are and how lovely you are and how smart you are and how successful you are. And just from the inside out saying, I'm going to do this today because I know this proposal or this contract or this peanut butter sandwich for my daughter is where I'm supposed to be right now. That's from the inside out. But when we're living to pry and prove that, oh, I have the best meals for my children because look, everyone, don't you think I'm a great mom? That's the outside in. And really, it's going to do you no good, because you're perfect just the way you are, making whatever you're going to make or doing whatever you're going to do in that moment.
And yet, in our society, we sure honor those perfect people. I watch TV and
I look at that body fat.
It
looks perfect, but it's not. And that's my point.
It's
if
fakey.
You were to have it's that fakey. Conversation with that person, you would know they're not perfect. And everyone, a lot of times I get this, like, how do I know I'm doing the right thing? How do I know I'm in the right place, Dawn? Because that's exactly where you're sitting right now at this time. And when you're supposed to be somewhere else, it'll happen. And people have a hard time with the energy flow. With wherever you're meant to be, it happens on its own. You don't need to push the river. The river will just flow on its own. But we fight that system. And we fight trying to figure out how to move forward instead of just going, just be within. Let the energy, who you are in that moment, happen and come to the surface. And then let it be. It's hard. It's a very hard skill to master, but it's definitely doable, and I'm watching it, my clients. And it's interesting, like you said, on the age groups, the younger ones jump on it pretty quick because they're like, oh, just say I like myself. Tell me I deserve it. Yes, that's it. They're like, okay.
And let me take a picture. Or 20.
Exactly.
I love myself. I am wonderful.
Exactly. So I can't blame them. At least they listen. You know, the adults don't want to hear it. They want to, but they really struggle with that. Now, again, this all comes from childhood and different experiences mm-hmm. we've had, but I'm not a coach that says, you know, oh, go blame my mom. Oh, it was so-and-so's fault. We have to get over this whole, like, self-pity party that everybody's been on for a while. We were on this whole psychological counseling craze for a while. That's where life coaching kicked in, and I get it. But now we've got to step up and take responsibility and say, you know what? I've got to get over it. And I've got to stop creating this world. I created the world I'm in. Now I get to change it or stay.
All
and
right.
I tell people, stay if you'd like. It's up to you.
Stay right there. We're going to be right back, taking a break here on News Ladies. When we come back, that basic biological intrinsic thing in all women, people pleasing, when News Ladies continues live here on the Double Wide Network. Hi, baby boomers. Trying to find a place for mom and dad to live? Frustrated with the process, the prices, and places you're touring? Then you need to call Above and Beyond Senior Placement Service right now. Why? Well, first, they're the best and have many quality, affordable options you probably don't even know exist. Above and Beyond does all of the legwork for you to find your elderly loved one a perfect match in living accommodations based on their specific needs. Whether it's placement in a private residential home or assisted living center, let the qualified professionals at Above and Beyond Senior Placement Service guide you through this very important decision. Serving the Valley for more than 20 years and always going above and beyond to find that special place of care. Call 602-329-5743 for more information or visit their website, aboveandbeyondseniorplacement.com.
This is Jan Diotri. At Morrison Vein Institute, actual patients like Marla find out their varicose vein problems are more than cosmetic.
I began understanding that varicose veins was a circulatory issue related to the heart. And anything that I could do, more than diet, more than exercise, it was very important to pay attention to the symptoms that were going on in my legs.
For your own great results, visit morrisonvein.com.
I've been told that everyone has ankle envy over my ankles because of Morrison Vein.
Are you ready to reinvent your image? Looking for a lift, a way to rejuvenate and feel better about your appearance? Then you need Dr. Andrew Wolin and his state-of-the-art facelift using your own fat tissue as a sculpting tool. Dr. Wolin and his team at the Wolin Plastic Surgery Center have refined this breakthrough scientific procedure called a fat transfer. This process actually transfers fat cells from a different part of your body to naturally lift and plump the deflated face of aging. This is the newest way to go when it comes to getting a facelift that looks natural, is long-lasting, and adds a youthful glow to your skin. Call the Wolin Plastic Surgery Center right now for a complimentary consultation. The Wolin Plastic Surgery Center, located in Scottsdale, Arizona, has been serving patients for the past 29 years from all over the world. Enjoy an experienced, professional staff that will carefully walk you through every part of the process and produce some amazing results. And remember, tell them the News Ladies sent you. Dr. Wolin is our pick for the best go-to plastic surgeon in Scottsdale, Arizona, and beyond. Call today, 480-945-8440, or visit them on the web at awolin.com. This is the News Ladies live here on the Double Wide Network, newsladies.net, to listen to our shows on demand, online, and anytime you want to. I'm your host, Heidi Fogelsong, and we are talking about the drama in our lives, the drama stew that we continue to stir and stir. And before we go back to my guest, Dawn Thompson, who wrote a book, Drama Detox, which is fabulous, on how to de-dramatize your life and live it a little more healthfully, set some boundaries. We are going to focus on the need for drama. I have to tell you, I love drama. I did in the 90s, especially when I was working in the television newsroom. I liked the scoop, the gossip. Life was so interesting. Then I got a little tired. But let's go ahead and do drama the right way. Where did it all begin? With the soap opera.
Stay away from Brady. You stay away from Brady. You shredded him. Now let him be.
Let him be with you, you mean?
Well, if anyone can make him forget you ever existed, yeah, that would be me.
Hey, settle down, ladies. Whoa, drama. And speaking of drama, there's always the telenovela.
¿Se siente mal?
Sorprendida. Nunca me imaginé que me traería a su casa.
Norma se aspiró a su amor. Debe saber cómo y dónde vivo. Por eso la traje aquí.
Ay, chihuahua, mamá mía, la drama. Okay, I'm just kidding around. But it is about drama, drama, drama. When it comes to drama in our lives, it's important to talk to those boomer women who have the life experience behind them. One of my good friends, gal pals from Washington, D.C. days gone by, Janine Chrétien Hinman. Janine, you are a former lawyer, lawyer in the military, wife to a surgeon, mother of three, and you're also really hilarious. Talk your drama, lady.
Well, I think the drama can come from the work, but the drama mostly comes from family, because if it comes from your work, then you start thinking, Jesus, you know, that's like a whole lot of drama, and it can drain you. So you have to find something fun and some outlet. But I do find right now, most of the drama is my mom is old and she's got some Alzheimer's issues, and I've got kids who are trying to find themselves. And sometimes they're gay, and sometimes they're bisexual, and sometimes they're in relationships, and I just have to roll with the punches and act like it's all fine because, I don't know, I'm just navigating new water.
Exactly. And do they have day jobs? You know, that whole support system.
Excellent point. Yes. We have one completely self-sufficient child.
Who's Congratulations!
Thank you. Yes,
I'm so happy for you.
And we do have one in high school who's still allowed to be, you know, a parasite. But the middle one is, I feel like she's like a unicorn floating in the universe, untethered by the needs of others, like, you know, money to pay bills with. I think sometimes we live for the drama. That's why people who have boring lives are fascinated by the celebrities' lives, and I could not care less about what's happening with Kanye and Kim Kardashian. Although the one time I got asked a question about, it was a public opinion poll, and I thought, oh my God, finally I'm being asked, and I will influence the world with my brilliant insights. And if the question wasn't what I thought, in one word, what was my reaction to Kim Kardashian and Kanye being on the cover of that magazine? And it was bored. You know, I was really hoping for something about climate change or the war or something. But, you know, crazy me. I didn't realize what was really important.
I like that. Janine, we're wrapping it up. We're out of here. Come out to Phoenix and host a show. We just have to figure out a weekend when you can do it, okay?
Looking forward to it.
All righty. Talk to you later,
right,
Chica. Thank you. You're awesome. Okay.
Oh, bye-bye. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
All right. When we come back, we are going to continue our conversation with Don Thompson about drama detox, the drama stew we create, and how we can make sure that we drink things that are a little more healthy for us. We will set boundaries. We will de-dramatize and figure out a new way to still have an exciting, interesting life. You're listening to the News Ladies live here on the Double Wide Network. NewsLadies.net is where you can find us every day. Hi, baby boomers. Trying to find a place for mom and dad to live? Frustrated with the process, the prices, and places you're touring? Then you need to call Above and Beyond Senior Placement Service right now. Why? Well, first, they're the best and have many quality, affordable options you probably don't even know exist. Above and Beyond does all of the legwork for you to find your elderly loved one a perfect match in living accommodations based on their specific needs. Whether it's placement in a private residential home or assisted living center, let the qualified professionals at Above and Beyond Senior Placement Service guide you through this very important decision. Serving the Valley for more than 20 years and always going above and beyond to find that special place of care. Call 602-329-5743 for more information or visit their website, aboveandbeyondseniorplacement.com.
This is Jandy Autry. Morrison Vein Institute's reputation for quality is what convinced actual patient Jan that's where she needed to go.
When I started researching where to go, the reviews I saw on the internet for Morrison Vein were so positive, it gave me confidence to go there also.
Better care, better results at the Morrison Vein Institute. For more information, go online to morrisonvein.com.
Cosmetically, I'm very pleased with the result.
Are you ready to reinvent your image? Looking for a lift? A way to rejuvenate and feel better about your appearance? Then you need Dr. Andrew Wolin and his state-of-the-art facelift using your own fat tissue as a sculpting tool. Dr. Wolin and his team at the Wolin Plastic Surgery Center have refined this breakthrough scientific procedure called a fat transfer. This process actually transfers fat cells from a different part of your body to naturally lift and plump the deflated face of aging. This is the newest way to go when it comes to getting a facelift that looks natural is long-lasting and adds a youthful glow to your skin. Call the Wohlen Plastic Surgery Center right now for a complimentary consultation. The Wohlen Plastic Surgery Center, located in Scottsdale, Arizona, has been serving patients for the past 29 years from all over the world. Enjoy an experienced professional staff that will carefully walk you through every part of the process and produce some amazing results. And remember, tell them the News Lady sent you. Dr. Wohlen is our pick for the best go-to plastic surgeon in Scottsdale, Arizona and beyond. Call today, 480-945-8440, or visit them on the web at awohlen.com. We are the News Ladies, and we are the new radio royalty on the block. Welcome to our program. We broadcast anytime and on demand here on the Double Wide Network. Newsladies.net, our landing page and where you can find us, all the women we are talking with, and of course, our many programs. Did I say that okay? I mean, I just want to make sure I'm pleasing everybody and not making anyone angry, because as a woman, we are all people pleasers. I was such a people pleaser back in the 80s, gave it up a little bit in the 90s. I've kind of come back around. But it is an instinct and a survival skill. But sometimes we get toxic and we kill it with trying to people please everyone and to be perfect for everyone. Joining me is my good friend, also success coach, life coach, Don Thompson. And I really like your twist on how you help young people with their families. Corporate America, Don, we're really talking about your drama detox, the stew we mix up, the exhaustion we feel, the anxiety that occurs, the sleepless nights, but women will wake up all over again and say, okay, I'm going to put my makeup on because I've got to go people please. Still some more. It's exhausting.
It is exhausting, isn't it?
Help us break free, Don. Help us break free from this survival skill from ages gone by.
You want to know, this topic right here fascinates me, because you want to know what the one, I get the call, like, I so-and-so told me to call you, I need a coach to help me get through, and I ask him, okay, so what is it that you're really looking for, and the, what is it what you want to try to get out of this, and they say, I just want to be happy, and it breaks my heart, because you know what? It's only because they're doing exactly what you just started the segment out. They're people, they're pleasing everyone else, but what makes them happy? And that's what's going to change every experience. But they don't realize, if they would just cut back, I call it pruning. They just prune their life a little bit. They don't have to please every single person that wants them to bake the pie at church and drive them on, you know, be the driver for soccer. And they are saying yes to every single thing, but internally they mean no.
But they can't say no, and they can't send the boundary. I couldn't. It took me 4 years to learn how to say no.
Right. But what does saying no mean? All it means is saying yes. See, one of the challenges that I tell people is no actually means yes. They just need to get the knowledge they need to make it a yes for the other person and a no for you.
So what does that mean?
No means yes.
No means yes. Wait a minute.
Well, okay. So no comes from the word K-N-O-W, right? To know. And no comes from the word knowledge. And so all you need to do is, what do I need to know? What knowledge do I need to know from this person in order for it to sound like a yes for them? I can't drive today, but I can drive next week when you're not so stressed. So it's a no for you right now when you know you're about to pass out and you need to go home and take a nap. But instead, you're telling them yes when you shouldn't. So it's a yes for them at some other point when it accommodates you. But we're not picking what we want. And I keep telling people, if you don't choose what you want, you're never going to fulfill the happy piece that you're looking for, because you're not choosing.
Do you think women have transitioned from people pleasers to martyrs? By the way,
oh, yes.
I was such a great martyr. Oh, back in the day. No, I've got it. No.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'll do that too. Perfect. I loved being a martyr. Yeah. I was so good at it until someone said, get off the cross. We need the wood, Heidi.
Exactly.
And I said, what? What
true.
On earth?
It's so true.
Anyway, so let's talk about how we do this to ourselves, really.
We really do. And that's one of the pieces. And I harp on this a lot in my training courses, all the way down to one-on-one coaching. If you don't start choosing what you want and you martyr yourself to death, basically, and you get to the point, you're going to get sick. physically, stress is the number one creator of illness going on right now in our culture. And they don't, people don't believe it. Well, I have a heart problem, or I have, you know, anxiety problems. None of it is from any other reason other than all the stuff you put on your plate and think that you should be doing. But really, when do you put yourself first? When do you say, I need a nap, and it's okay to go home and drive, not drive, and take a 15-minute nap? No one does that, especially women, but I'm finding men too. Everyone's doing it these days, and they're trying to put so many things into a one-day schedule. What are they in a hurry for? Everyone's in a hurry to get something done.
We
accommodate
have so
our
much
kids.
To do.
Exactly.
Don, my to-do list is 3 pages.
Exactly. And you know what's interesting is we're talking about technology today too. You know, if you think about technology, it's made things faster and we're slower. We're not getting anything done.
My Facebook is a 20-minute maintenance program.
Exactly.
I'm booped out.
Yeah.
How do we give ourselves permission to really do any kind of paradigm shift to be able to say, I'm allowed to rest, I'm allowed to not complete that to-do list, and I'm still okay with it all. So I put my perfectionist hat down, or my need to achieve, push, and drive.
Here's the cool part about paradigms, is there are two ways to change a paradigm, through trauma or through habits. And I try to teach people this. You have two options. You can either get in a car accident or get, but you know, intensely sick or ill or something worse where you're not going to recover from it. That you've heard this from people all the time. What happened? Why such a change in you? Oh, I know that accident changed my life. It was a trauma and it forced you to make different changes in your life. I don't want anyone to go through trauma. So why not take the other option of changing that paradigm, which is small doses of habitual patterning? You've got to do things small doses all the time, every day, in a habit, and maybe it says, all right, every Sunday or every Thursday, this is the time I have a break and I'm going to take a nap. Or if I'm going to just sit and read. And you do it in small doses to the point where every Thursday becomes into read day, nap day, whatever it is for the 30 minute. We don't even plan it for ourselves. So it has to get on the schedule and it has to become habitual. And we start doing it in small doses. So I'm not saying clean sweep your whole life.
I'd like to leave my job because I need to nap for a
right.
living because I'm
well,
tired.
Well, and that's my point. You know, it could be, some people say, well, I get home at 7:30 and I'm exhausted, but I stay up till 11. Then I get the second wind and I'm like up again and I'm up till 2. That's one of my point. Go to sleep at 7:30 for 2 or 3 nights in a week and catch up. Quit being so quit being the martyr and saying, I can't get any sleep. They'll figure it out. Everyone around you will figure it out that you didn't bring pie because you couldn't make it. You don't need an excuse. You just need an excuse for yourself to say, I'm okay, and I can take this day to do something for me.
And everybody else will be okay
They'll
with it
okay.
as well.
They'll be okay. They always are. Nobody even notices half the time. You think they're going to notice, and they didn't even notice you were gone.
This is really, really good information. If you want to find out more about what Dawn has to say, how can we reach you, Dawn? And again, really, really good stuff. I can't thank you enough for being on the show.
I appreciate it. I am at ideserveitnow.com is my website. And you can find me there. If not, you can Google my name, which my name is Daune. So don't Google Dwayne or Dawn, but Dawn Thompson is all over the internet. So you can find all my sites and my Facebook and whatever you need.
And again, what you hope to do for women out there, and what do you want to tell all the news ladies out there before we let you go, going through their little daily habits in life and chugging along?
You make those little daily habits have to be about you, something that you want. If you want cookies that day, eat cookies. If you want a nap that day, take a nap. If you want to tell the kids you're eating vegetables today, they're eating vegetables. It has to be what you want. And in small doses, I promise, it will reveal itself down the road to some greatness and happiness.
I like that. Great Yay. Empowerment. Thanks, Dawn.
You're welcome.
Thanks for being part
Thank
of
you.
The show. That is going to wrap up our drama detox program, but we have so much more to talk about here on the News Ladies. So when we come back, we are going to tee up some shows next week you won't want to miss. Newsladies.net is where you can listen to all of our shows, find out the latest and greatest information related to our team of women, and also listen to us anytime, on demand, or weekday mornings live here on the Double Wide Network. We'll be right back. Hi, baby boomers. Trying to find a place for mom and dad to live? Frustrated with the process, the prices, and places you're touring? Then you need to call Above and Beyond Senior Placement Service right now. Why? Well, first, they're the best and have many quality, affordable options you probably don't even know exist. Above and Beyond does all of the legwork for you to find your elderly loved one a perfect match in living accommodations based on their specific needs. Whether it's placement in a private residential home or assisted living center, let the qualified professionals at Above and Beyond Senior Placement Service guide you through this very important decision. Serving the Valley for more than 20 years and always going above and beyond to find that special place of care. Call 602-329-5743 for more information or visit their website, aboveandbeyondseniorplacement.com.
Hold on to me as we go, as we roll down this unfamiliar road. And although this wave is stringing us along, just know you're not alone. 'Cause I'm gonna make this place your home.
Welcome home, women, to a new place to talk because we are listening. We're the News Ladies, live here on the Double Wide Network, newsladies.net. If you'd like to find out more information or listen to one of our shows anytime on demand. I'm your host, Heidi Fogelsong, and I want to say special thanks to Dawn Thompson, our life coach. She is a wonderful woman who has great insight when it comes to our drama and how we can detoxify from it all and maybe find a little peace along the way, a little more balance. Okay, coming up tomorrow, you don't want to miss our show, Beauty and the Beast. We are going to talk to a gorgeous male model with the Ford Agency and the head of the Ford Agency on what the industry is like today when it comes to the beautiful people, the good, the bad, and the ugly. So don't miss our show. And also, month of July, just a reminder, a new kind of reinvention, top to bottom, inside and out. You don't want to miss it. That's going to do it for this edition of the News Ladies, newsladies.net, to check us out. Have a good day. We'll see you. Bye-bye.